Up next, we meet Jason Unger. Jason is a Democrat from District 8. He is asking for voters to support him for the State House. He's an attorney and currently serves on the Flandreau City Council. He's also secretary for the Flandreau Development Corporation. He joins us on the phone now. Jason Unger, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. Thanks.
I have to say congratulations. Can I do that? Would you like to share with the voters and listeners of South Dakota that today is a very big day for you?
Yeah, thanks. Actually, just yesterday, we had my wife and I just had our first little baby boy. So wow. Thanks for the congratulations.
Okay. How tired are you right now?
You know, I'm doing all right, but I don't know if you have kids, Lori, but oh my gosh, respect to every single mother out there. I got to watch my wife for 9 months and really didn't appreciate it until we were in the moment, and she was a champ. What a process, but yeah, everybody's good, so thanks for that.
All right, well, we're glad to hear that everyone is doing well, and you know, all kinds of things going on in your life because you're also running for State House. And, you know, why now when you sort of hold this new guy in your arms and think about how you could make this state, you know, could have influence on the state in the future for him? That seems like the obvious answer. But what are the other reasons to run for State House right now?
Yeah, what an honor that would be.
Right?
The truth of the matter is that I had kind of made the decision that this year wasn't going to be a year for me to run. I did run 2 years ago. And even before then, I never once thought that this would be something I would even consider doing ever in my lifetime. But, you know, 2 years ago, we had a lot of support and people reaching out just saying, hey, you should think about running, which sounded crazy at the time. But we did it. And I think we did a really good job. We got to talk to a ton of people. We knocked on probably two or 3,000 doors 2 years ago. And we made a really good run at it. And then this year, with all the stuff that's going on in my law office and the personal life, all those kinds of things, just decided to kind of step back. And our district had two really great candidates. Mary Leary, in particular, from Howard, is a retired attorney. And she had to withdraw. And when that happened, I agreed to put my name back on the ballot in her place. So I'm kind of a late entry. But, you know, my thoughts haven't changed. I see a ton of opportunity for South Dakota, and in particular, the counties in District 8. Lake County is just ready to boom, and they're getting there. They've made so much progress. But on a broader level, I just really would like to see our state government do better. We're a state of just a bunch of small communities and individuals. And I think the Democratic Party, or at least the Democratic Party that I subscribe to as the South Dakota Democratic Party, is a party of individuals. And, you know, I don't care who you are or what kind of career or background you have or even what party you belong to. If you're an individual, you're in my mind when I expect our state to be making decisions, because individuals are who are represented by our state and who are affected by our state the most. And so that's just one thing I think gets kind of lost in the mix. I think we all get caught up in bigger politics and things like that, but that's kind of what brought me back in.
All right, so when you knock on those doors, when you did so in the past, when you do so now, each, you know, behind every door is an individual story and individual concerns. And what are some of those, concerns? What matters to people? What do they really... You know, because a lot of people aren't going to answer their door, but the ones who do and who want to have a conversation with you, what do they care about?
That's a great question and a great observation, too, because, yeah, not everybody answers the door.
Right.
I wish they did, because it is really great to be able to listen to and talk with people. But I would say the biggest things that keep coming up are, again, because we're small communities, the people behind those doors, a lot of them are the people that own businesses, or they're the people that shop at businesses in your towns. And in every single community, one of the most important and prominent places, usually the largest employer, are schools. And they have such a huge impact on everybody's lives. We're missing an opportunity there as a state. Recently we made just the bare minimum amount of progress to go from dead last in the country in teacher pay to maybe 49 or 48 at this point. we've got to do better there. And, you know, with my son now here and, you know, everybody that's got kids, we need to put emphasis on having a great education system. And so we can do better there. That's a big topic that comes up. With businesses, again, it's not just being a pro-business state, even though, you know, our tax plan kind of promotes that idea. But we need to have policies that actually work with those small businesses. And that comes back again to investing in small communities instead of, you know, concentrating everything in a couple areas or a couple industries. We need to let people have ideas and grow those ideas in their communities and find good workers and people that are willing to support them. And so if we're taking away from the community, then we're taking away from all of the people that live in those communities. And that's where South Dakotans live, are in our small communities. So those are, the two biggest things that come up. Of course, one thing that I'm interested in and that I see on a daily basis is, drug offenses in our criminal system and addiction and mental health issues. And so that's another thing that I like to talk to people about, too.
And that is something that we've talked a lot about this show with criminal justice reform and some of the local challenges that people have expressed, school districts have expressed, and then also the notion of, you know, prevention and then, you know, rehabilitation for drug offenses. You know, what sort of services do we have in some of those, you know, particularly in some of the smaller communities? If you're an individual with an individual problem, it can really impact an entire, community as well. How do you sort of approach where we've already come as a state with criminal justice reform and how to iron out some of the challenges and make that reform even more effective?
Well, so right now, Our legislature has kind of put out a series of statutes that kind of deal with mental health and addiction issues. Mm-hmm. Our criminal system is where we deal with most of those issues, and where a lot of them kind of manifest or appear, and where our small communities end up bearing the brunt of a really imperfect process. An individual right now may get into a wrong crowd or even have a bad choice of or a bad series of decisions over the course of a small period of time that, you know, send them spiraling down into a system that's not equipped to deal with those types of issues. Yes, we have to deal with crimes, and we have to root out where those crimes are stemming from and be really hard on that. I think that's really important and a hugely critical piece of this whole kind of plethora of issues that come up with all these things. But beyond that, we need to be able to kind of give people an alternative to staying away from a system that's just kind of stuck. Right now, our judges do their best to work with that and work within the laws that we have now to try and, you know, manufacture some ways that give those people opportunities and give them chances and resources. But there's just not enough of them. And again, that comes back to the legislature. That just needs to do a little better prioritizing where we're putting our resources as a state and working as an entire state. And that includes every individual and all the different people in our state and the different groups in our state to figure out what those issues are. And fact of the matter is that we have a very one-sided legislature right now, and that could be for all sorts of reasons, but there's no doubt that it's having an impact on the decisions that are being made at the highest levels. And so we just need to have some more diversification and better ideas and come together to figure out how we're going to do all this.
Do you find that voters are keying in on that idea of, you know, if we have a more balanced political representation in Pierre, that the conversation will be more vibrant and there can be, you know, are voters kind of, you know, agreeing with that? Are they skeptical of that? What's your response been so far when you sort of, you know, talk about that, you know, the desire to, you know, to change the balance and shift the conversation a bit?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think it's a really big issue. I don't think, it's the biggest selling point for campaigning. You know, everybody seems to be aware of that imbalance, but unless there's a reason to change the imbalance, I'm not sure it motivates people. Yeah. And so what we're looking for is, you know, just a way where we can deal with all sorts of different people and show them why either their voice on a certain issue isn't being heard or why the things that matter to them have never changed. And if you can kind of draw that connection and just say, well, you know, your voice isn't being heard in that regard, then that makes it a little more personal and you know, people start realizing, oh yeah, that issue's never even been addressed or it's been ignored. And the fact that just 2 years ago, the voters of South Dakota said we need to address campaign finance and ethics and all these other things, and it was immediately repealed and never replaced with anything that even came close to what the voters voted on is another big deal. And beyond that, it's like the legislature seems to be going further and saying we actually want less involvement from the public at large, even though we're just a part-time legislature with, you know, just lay people as our legislators. And so the issue alone of imbalance, no, I don't think it, you know, draws a lot of attention for most people, but the underlying issue, it's the underlying issue for a lot of things that really do matter. Mm-hmm.